Hello, hello, everyone. Blessings, welcome. We are live here today, May 28th, 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. We had Memorial Day here in the United States, and we just honor those who have given the greatest gift and greatest love of their life to defend our freedom and this nation and their families. So we just honor that, and we just had that yesterday. So hello. Wow, Nigeria. There is somebody here from Nigeria. I just saw it pass in the chat. So welcome to everybody jumping on. I see people from California, Illinois, New York, Scotland. Hello to our friends in Scotland, Tallahassee, Florida, North Carolina, Italy. Oh, hello, hello. Come stai? Come stai? So, you know, I know a little bit, I had to take Italian in high school. So basically I know a little bit here and there, but hello to our friends in Italy. Buongiorno, I believe means good morning in Italian as well, but it's probably good afternoon there right now because they are quite a bit ahead of us. Also Oklahoma, Canada, Belgium, hello to those in Brussels, Belgium watching us. Very happy to be hearing from you. And everybody else who's jumping on, Sadie is on my desk and I'm about to get her off. There's her tail because she just has started now walking back and forth. The second mommy starts, Sadie starts getting in her steps for the day. So we are going to pray in a minute. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. Yep, prego, prego means you're welcome in Italian. Is that funny? And they made a sauce out of it as well. So just a fun fact there. I'm watching people speak Italian in the chat now. I know supermercato means supermarket, and andare means to go. So I kind of like it's all coming back to me, the Italian I had to learn in high school. And then there's the slang Italian, like gabadost, which means thick head, right? What else can I, capisce? Do you understand? My nana used to grab my cheeks and say capisce to me when she would tell me something she wanted me to listen, which means, do you understand? So there is, a bacio galoop is a wise guy. So that's the Italian slang. So you have the actual official Italian. And then us New Yorkers and New Jerseyers and those on the East Coast, we have this Italian slang as well. So let's open up in prayer. Then we're going to get into this. We have a lot to get into today. Oh, hello to our friends in the Bronx. Someone from the Bronx, New York is watching my hometown. Okay. And then we're going to get into these areas because there's some serious things happening that we need to talk about and that are coming around the time of October as Sadie's tail is in the way. So let's just open up in prayer and then we will get into today. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, ask you to forgive us of our sins. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. Father, forgive us of every area we've sinned and fallen short in you, Lord. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb and the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us to you, Lord. He rose again miraculously in 3 days and victoriously ascended back into heaven, where he took his rightful place at your right hand, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and I honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord, that your power would mightily go forth, Lord, that it would just saturate, Father God, the atmosphere and go forth, that the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, would go forth, Father God, that people would be ministered to, Lord, during this time. Father, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, allow us the humble privilege of being vessels of your power, Lord. And Lord, take all the glory for yourself, Father. Protect this broadcast as we go forth. I ask you, dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround and encamp us, to protect us as we go forth, Father God, in Jesus' name. That, Lord, you would take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. Without your breath of life in us, we are the dust of the earth, Father God. And, Lord, we just want your name, Father God, to be glorified. Above all, we are merely vessels that you fill, Lord. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua, we pray. Amen and amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. I got Sadie laying down. With her cat hair everywhere, by the way. Thank you, Givaderm ladies, for giving me my cat hair emergency kits for the broadcast. So let me get up and welcome to those jumping on right now as we were in the middle of prayer. I just was on Elijah streams, actually. So I was on Elijah streams today at 2, and I jumped off of there, and now I'm on with all of you wonderful people. So let me get up, because I have a few things here that I have. Oh, you know what? Hold on. I must open. There it is. I had to open it up. So we have some things to talk about that are happening right now with the WHO, with the WEF, with England, with something that's coming around the time of Yom Kippur. We have to talk about this because this is going to affect America. This is why we need to talk about these things. So let's get into prophecy right away. We're going to get into prophecy excerpts and talk about what's going on. So April 9th, 2020, over 4 years ago, this is what the word says. Leadership within this nation, governors, mayors, senators, congressmen and women, former presidents, the World Health Organization and the CDC are hereby put on notice. Capitals, you either return unto me, surrender and confess before me, the Lord your God, Elohim, what you have done in secret, what you have concocted in secret meetings, how you have fulfilled the agendas of the kingdom of darkness and the agendas of the corrupt underbelly of globalists and secret societies. Either surrender or I, the Lord thy God, shall indeed pass over. That is capitalized in two words. And there will be an upsetting of leadership and turning up of leaders shall even more now upset theory systems and weeds. So I, the Lord God Jehovah, shall expose channels, labyrinths, and upset their plans in order to sever and break up vast interconnected channels, cells of those who are like-minded and those who have been completely corrupted and blinded by power. Now, this is over 4 years ago, this word is given. Well, we know how much now the CDC has confessed to recently. So we see that happening. But August 2nd, 2022, in a word from the Lord, this is what it says. And says the Spirit, hear ye this day, the inhabitants of the earth. So this is the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit talking. The Lord strong and mighty shall come in with a rushing wind and knock over the soapboxes of leaders boasting against him in this time. This is your warning now to cautiously descend off your soapbox and humble yourselves before the Lord, for your feet shall be kicked out from under you. Your AI shall fail and your Schwabs shall fall. As I, the Lord, am dealing with two generations of those who think they are untouchable, whom the enemy has deceived into thinking such, hear this day, O those who love to hear themselves speak about ramblings of tech and body that are blasphemous to me. Hear this day, you shall lose your luster and all you have mustered, and all the confusion you have brought shall bring you down in a whirlwind of events. As you have rejected me, the Lord, I have in this hour rejected you and handed you over to be sifted by the very ones who placed you in your seat. Okay, so let's put up the article. This is just broken in the past week, what we're about to show you. And it has to do with Klaus Schwab. Davos Forum founder Klaus Schwab to step down. So basically, by 2025, he is stepping down as head of the World Economic Forum. Now, this also has to do with that changing of the guard that I had warned about. When Ben stops, Judah begins. When the clock Big Ben froze, it prophetically signaled a very serious changing of the guard in the earth. This is part of that. And so are these excerpts of words I have just read to you, because they are going to sift him, because he knows too much. So as he is getting ready to step down, this man is going to be sifted, because his predecessor and those still there know that he knows way, way, way too much. So I would keep a close eye on this situation as it unfolds. But this has just broken this news in the past week that he is indeed stepping down. Now, we will see who comes in his place, because like I said, this is a very serious changing of the guard in the earth right now, and the Lord is allowing it to happen. So this is part of that, and we will see what unfolds from there. Now, May 24th, 2021, in a word from the Lord, so this is 3 years ago, almost to the day, hearing Slovakia, there is much jockeying for position going on, and I, the Lord, shall jostle them and upset their plans, that whose who capital is involved in, for they are looking for something more effective in secret, something a bit more rare. December 26, 2021. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord of hosts, all capitals. The who is going to wonder how there was such an enormous leak that will have countries enraged and feeling deceived. I, the Lord, am cornering you, you who think you are the who's who. And the veil shall be pulled back, and the ones who sit behind the veil together in operation shall be exposed. Now, we have an article here to show you about this, because there's a reason Slovakia and that was in the same word, and we're going to show you why. Slovakia PM shooting. Robert Fico escaped death by a hair, as president says situation is critical. So basically, this Slovakian president, December 8th, he's the prime minister, actually, who was shot. December 8th, 2023, this prime minister in Slovakia said that his administration will not strengthen the competencies of the WHO in any way, and called the treaty nonsense that must have been created by insatiable pharmaceutical companies. So basically, at the end of the year, the prime minister of Slovakia stands up to the WHO about this treaty they're trying to do, right? This pandemic treaty. And he stands up to them because anything that's going to weaken their sovereignty, he will refuse to agree to. So this happens in December. Now, there's a reason, like I said, why Slovakia and the WHO were in that same word of May 24th, 2021. Now, I want you to remember, too, before we go on, if April is the sixth hour that darkness comes over the land, remember, April is the sixth month since that Israel-Hamas war began. So if April is the sixth hour that darkness comes over the land and it lasts until the ninth hour, which would be July, then this assassination attempt happened within that window. So just keep that in mind. Now, there's another reason Slovakia and the WHO were together in that same word, and we're going to show you right now. This next article, this is huge, what has just happened here. But it has to do with the WHO. Efforts to draft a pandemic treaty falter as countries disagree on how to respond to next emergency. So basically, they failed to agree on any treaty. Too many countries were not in agreement with what they were trying to do. So basically, they did not meet their schedule, and they failed to agree on this treaty, which is huge news that this happened. Now, on top of it, you have December 8th, that prime minister from Slovakia who stood up and said, we won't support this, right? And then right before this treaty falls apart, there's an attempted assassination attempt on the one who stood up and said his country won't support this. Okay, this is by no accident that all of this is going on. So, like I said, it was May 24, 2021, and the fact that Slovakia and the who's who is in that same word is for good reason, and that is coming to pass right now before our very eyes. And then December 26, 2021, he says, I, the Lord, am cornering you, you who think you are the who's who. I'm cornering you, he says. This is what's happening actively right now. They're getting cornered. They're getting backed into a corner because countries are not agreeing like they thought they would agree. And they're scrambling to try to get countries to agree. And they can't get them to agree. And Slovakia was one of them. And the prime minister was one of them that had the resolve to stand up to them. And they just tried to kill him. Whoever they is, okay? So all of this is coming together in this time for very specific reason. Now, let's move on. So just keep a watch with this because this is huge that they couldn't agree. This is huge because they really wanted this before an election. They really wanted this and they're not getting it. And the Lord is cornering them. So just keep watch on that as well. All right, let's move to the next one now. Now we're going to go to England. Now there's stuff happening in England that affects, this is what is happening right now is amazing of what is going on in England and how it connects to America. So sorry, Sadie's hair got in my mouth. May 6, 2022. This has to do with England now. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day. So 2 years ago. Tick tock. Big Ben. Ben London's clock. Just watch, says the Lord. As deals are made and ammunition in many ways exchanged, what happens with the leadership in England, says the Lord. For the time has come for a renewing of my spirit and my word in England. For tyranny is at their doorstep, knocking. All capitals, do not open that door, for it will be the fall of much in your nation if you do. Now, as we know, the first day of Passover 2024, the clock Big Ben froze at the 9 o'clock position, and almost simultaneously, five horses from the household cavalry broke loose and ran through the streets of England. That happened the first day of Passover. Now, if we go to August 2nd, 2022, you're going to see how this all connects. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, all capitals, I am God, there is no other. Return unto me, O people of America. Return unto me, O people of England, for your nation teeters on the edge of destruction. Return unto me, O people of Australia, so I may remove the snare, a treble hook that has clawed your nation in three places, says the Lord. Now, we move to, so America, England, Australia. Okay, we move to May 24th, 2023. And says the Lord of hosts, the one who they have placed on the throne in England is sitting on a stack of secret deals with some of the largest organizations in the world to zone England into an EU it does not want to go. They shall put more and more words in his mouth and utilize him to make credible what is not credible, especially one that shall step forth from a neighboring country. The king shall be pushed by the forums to declare credibility to one who has flirted with the spirit of Antichrist and who desires to deceive with alluring words the people of England and the surrounding countries. However, says the Lord, it is not time, it is not time. And I, the Lord thy God, shall allow a pause on matters with the European unions. A pause, a hiccup. Their plan shall literally shake the nations involved, for it is my capital appointed time, says the Lord, that matters. Now, we have these here. I'm going to show you the article because something huge has just happened. Rishi Sunak announces UK general election for Thursday, July 4th. July 4th. Now, why? Because remember, the Lord, what did the Lord say in this word? Let me see when it was. Okay. May 6, 2022. It has come, says the Lord, for the time has come for a renewing of my spirit and my word in England, for tyranny is at their doorstep knocking. Okay, now, like I said, it was April 24th, 2024, the first full day of Passover that Big Ben freezes and stops working at the number 9. July will be 9 months since the start of the war with Israel and Hamas. It was April 19th, 2024, that I read from scripture, and it's in Matthew, and it's also in Luke, Matthew 27:45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Luke 23:45. So it's interesting. They're both verse 45. Keep note of that. Now it was about the sixth hour and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. There was, now listen to that sentence. Now it was about the sixth hour and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened and the veil of the temple was torn in two. So at the sixth hour, darkness comes over all the earth, according to Luke. So the 6 month since the war started in October 2023 would have been April. So in the 6 month, April, darkness comes over the land, because that's when Iran fired 331 drones, rockets, and missiles at Israel, right? 331 represents in Hebrew Emmanuel, which means God with us. So in the 6 month, the sixth hour, darkness has come over the whole earth. Okay, now, it comes over all the earth until the ninth hour. So until the ninth hour, it comes over the earth, which would be July, which would be the ninth month. The prime minister has now called for an election July 4th. Which is our Independence Day of freedom from the tyranny of England. And the Lord said, tyranny is at your doorstep, England. Now England faces its own Independence Day and its own choice. And it's in the ninth hour, the ninth month. So this is prophetically coming to pass right before our very eyes. And July 4th this year for us, given what's going on, is something that should be crucial for us. And remembering what happened and remembering the fight to free ourselves from the tyranny of England and to be able to worship the Lord and to be able to have freedom and liberty, which is freedom with responsibility. And Big Ben stops at the ninth position. And it's the ninth month since the start of the war that this prime minister has now called for this election, which is July 4th. So tyranny is at their doorstep. They are facing a choice. The Lord said, it's come for a time of renewing of my spirit in England. Our July 4th is tyranny from England. Now England faces their own tyranny on July 4th because we see these things coming full circle. And this is why it's happening. The sixth hour, April, the ninth hour, July. And we see all of these events happening within that window. Okay, now, I'm going to go to something else, and then we're going to get to this Yom Kippur comment, because this is something we really have to keep watch for as well. August 2nd, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the area of New Guinea, just watch, says the Lord. So watch the area of New Guinea, but at the same time, right? Because I think these events are interconnected. A very large Chinese ship shall be taken out, says the Lord. Just when it thinks it has positioned itself for a strategic gain, the ship shall be destroyed, says the Lord. It shall be shocking as this occurs, for their might shall falter as their blood shall be seen in the water. For I, the Lord, have issued judgment against their gods, and their military shall suffer along with a string of mysterious falls within the CCP, as not only a strain, but a train comes through and takes them from their post. Okay, so those are some pretty strong words. But the first line, the area of New Guinea, just watch. So that's the first thing that has to happen. And then we see the other parts come to pass. Well, this has just come to pass, and we'll put up the article of what happened. Please pray for the people of Papua New Guinea right now, because this is horrible what has happened. But more than 2,000 believe buried alive in Papua New Guinea landslide. So this is a, if you want to call it a historic landslide, an enormous landslide, but this is something very serious that has just happened in their nation that they are facing. A landslide that has caused major destruction. Now, when there is an overwhelming victory, it's called a landslide victory. So the fact in this time, this landslide has happened, I don't think is by any mistake. But please pray for these people in this, because this is something devastating for a nation like this to go through. And in this word, that was the first line. And then the Lord goes to the Chinese ship and the CCP. So now that this has happened, now look for this issue with this Chinese ship and look for these string of falls in the CCP and start watching for these things as a watchman, because this has happened. You know, sometimes the Lord says these things because we're supposed to be watchmen and pray. So he warned about this in 2022 for us to be watchmen and pray for these areas. And it's happening. Once again, it's happening within this window. Darkness comes over the land in the sixth hour. It lasts until the ninth hour, and we see this happening. So please pray for this area right now. However, while you're praying, pray about China and the ship and the CCP, because this is the next to happen now that we have seen this piece happen. So just keep that in mind. Okay. Now, we need to talk about something that's happening that is just like, they're calling it an event of the century, what we're about to talk about. But we're going to put the Forbes article up. And then I'm going to read to you a couple of things about this and tell you why this is so important. But it says, saw the eclipse in Aurora. Now comes a third once in a lifetime event. The comet of the year is getting brighter. In the wake of the total solar eclipse and the sudden solar superstorms, it's looking more likely that we'll also see a naked eye comet later this year in the evening skies. Comet Sachin Shan Atlas C/2023A3 is now getting brighter and growing a tail, according to Sky and Telescope. Traveling between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter for now, Comet A3 is only observable in a larger telescope. Okay, and it says it's in the constellation Virgo, so it notes apparently the constellation that this comet happens to be traveling near. Now, arriving in the wake of the so-called eclipse comet, which is also known as the Devil Comet and the Mother Dragon. So this is arriving in the wake of this comet that we're going to talk about this comet in a minute, because there is something very prophetic about the order in which these comets are arriving, and we're going to decode this together right now. So this particular comet, A3, was discovered February 2023, apparently when astronomers were searching the skies and they happened to find it. Now, this comet, its closest approach to the sun, A3, right? not the devil comet, but this A3 comet, this Atlas comet, okay? I'm calling it the Yom Kippur comet, and you're going to see why, will occur on October 10th, 2024 from the Northern Hemisphere. It will be easiest to see the comet just after that, when it will be visible in the Southwest just after sunset. So its closest approach is going to be October 10th, 2024, when its closest approach to the sun happens. Now, October 11th, 2024, Yom Kippur begins. So this comet shows up October 10th, 2024. Yom Kippur begins October 11th, 2024 to the 12th. And it is the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Okay? So here you go. See, this is the other article here. Mother Dragon. Devil comet is now visible from Earth. So this was an article that was very recent. Now, there is a prophetic order to why they're showing up the way they're showing up. And we're going to crack it right now. And we're going to crack this thing wide open. So the comet A3, right, this Atlas comet, shows up during the 10 days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. When Rosh Hashanah occurs, the 10 days of awe begin, which is like a trial, a 10-day trial that ends on Yom Kippur. This comet shows up the last day of the 10 days of awe, right before the beginning of Yom Kippur. So this is a very, very serious time. And I had just done the broadcast that we had last week, The Mystery of the Two Goats, which connects to this year and Yom Kippur and the 10 days of awe as being one of the most crucial, critical, and jaw-dropping periods of the year. So I'm calling this the Yom Kippur comet. And if we look at this prophetically, I'm going to show you. Now, we just put up that article about the Mother Dragon Devil Comet. Isn't that such a lovely name? That's now visible from Earth, noting that on the Chinese calendar, this is the year of the dragon. So the Mother Dragon Devil Comet shows up the year of the dragon, and it shows up in a certain order. So what's so important to note, and this is called 12P Ponds Brooks, and they've named it two other names. Now, the Devil Comet will reach its closest point to Earth, June 2024, but will no longer be visible from the Northern Hemisphere. So when it comes closest to Earth, it's June 2024. So this comet shows up first. So in a month filled with pride, which is June, the Devil Comet, also known as the Mother Dragon, whatever you want to call it, will be closest to Earth. In a month filled with pride, the devil is closest. So the devil attempts to come in and first steal, kill, and destroy. However, then comes this comet, the Yom Kippur, I'm calling it comet, where there must be an atonement, a reckoning, a verdict from a trial in God's heavenly court about national and continental matters. So first the devil attempts to show up first, right? He first attempts to show up, and then comes the judgment, the atonement for what was attempted. So the order of these two comets prophetically are giving a picture of what we see going on potentially the rest of the year into next year. So the devil is closest in a month filled with pride. However, he tries to show up first to steal, kill, and destroy. But then that trial happens after Rosh Hashanah, that 10 days of awe, and that comet shows up the night before Yom Kippur when it's time to atone and be judged. This is huge. What this means. And the Lord showed it to me this morning. I perceive it to be the Lord, and my jaw was on the floor, because these are the signs in the heavenlies we have to pay attention to in this time. So in a month filled with pride, the devil comes closest, right? The devil comet, also known as the Mother Dragon, and it being the year of the dragon in China. But then What comes after that when he tries to come in and steal, kill, and destroy is a trial that opens Rosh Hashanah, where this comet shows up the last day of the trial, right before Yom Kippur, when it's time to atone and be judged. So keep this in mind, because this is prophetically huge. The order of this, how these comets are showing up, the dates and the months that they're showing up, and the timing, these are appointed times that we must pay attention to. And June is a month filled with pride that will bring many falls. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a big fall. But the devil always tries to get in there and steal, kill, and destroy. But for trying to do that, there will be a trial. And those principalities and those that were used by them on this earth will be judged, and there will be an atonement for that. So October and the 10 days of awe are one of the most crucial, critical windows that we have all year, besides that 39-day window that we went through between Purim and Passover. So please pray about this and keep this in mind. As I see more, as the Lord shows me more, we will talk about it. But I wanted to point this out and get this out there and sound the alarm right now. This alarm needs to be sounded about this, and it needs to be sounded now. So if you can share this broadcast, we would very much appreciate it. But there is stuff going on in the heavenlies that we, as watchmen, because our citizenship is not on earth, it's in heaven, need to pay attention to. So I just wanted to begin talking about this today. I believe we are going to get more into this, but this ties to the mystery of the two goats. That is, if you haven't watched that broadcast, it is the mystery of the two goats. It has to do with Yom Kippur. It has to do with this election. It has to do with what has gone throughout history with this mystery of the two goats and Yom Kippur, and one falling and one being released. So if you can, go back and watch that as well. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. Now, like I said, as more comes, as I get more, we will definitely be sharing it, but I wanted to get this out today. We do have Andrew Sorcini with us. So the markets probably would be something else to watch as well during these crucial times, June and that end of September into October. 10-day period that we are going to see as the 10 days of awe. So let's bring Andrew in.
Hi there. How you doing?
How are you?
Good, good. It's been an exciting few weeks.
Yeah?
It's specifically with silver. Last week, silver was actually knocked down by almost $2 an ounce. And then yesterday and today, it recovered every bit of it. So it's...
Wow.
That's important, because the $30 price point for silver seems to be like the base, like the support level. Mm-hmm. And I read over the weekend, because I wanted to try to find out why it went down last week. And it was the big hedge funds out there just trying to fight us back on the silver, just trying to keep the price low so they could use it as a hedge against all of their banking activities and not let it rise in value to where we think that it should go eventually, maybe $60, $70 an ounce.
So what else is going on, Andrew, that we should take note of right now? Because, you know, I'm looking, like I was just talking about, the month of June and the month of the very end of September into October 10th, which is Yom Kippur, as very crucial times as well. So what's happening right now as well that we should take note of?
Well, it just seems that that the whole world, specifically here in the United States, people are waking up, understanding that that precious metals is the last portable, tangible asset that can be used as currency that you could own outside of the centralized banking system. Because if you compare it to, say, cryptocurrency is somewhere in the internet, and people have made a lot of money with it, but it's not a tangible item that you can put in your hand. Mm-hmm. Real estate is great, but you can't take it with you. So so gold and silver really are the last type of currency that you can transfer amongst each other privately. And I'm not sure how much longer we'll be able to do that. So I think the whole world, as we go digital, they're buying up all the gold. Like, gold's going to hit probably $3,000 an ounce, if not later this year. It'll be sometime next year. And of course, this could be wrong, but all signs are pointing that that's going to happen. It was just 5 years ago, gold was almost half of what it is now. The high price for gold 5 years ago was $1,274 an ounce. Today, yeah, it's sitting at just under $2,400 an ounce. So it's been a good investment.
Have you seen the market react at all, Andrew? This is big news that the WHO, they cannot reach a treaty with the nations at all. Like, they have tried, and apparently it has sputtered, and they have failed to reach this pandemic treaty that they were desperately trying to reach. So because it's failed, do you think at all that markets in nations here and in other nations will react to this, that these things are indeed happening?
It might have already happened, because yesterday, being Memorial Day, I didn't work at all. We had maybe two or three people here at our company that were working, but I decided to check the price of silver and the price of gold. And silver was up like $1.50 an ounce at one point. And that's a big move. We've only seen that one other time this year. And it's just, I searched around for all sorts of reasons. Like, why would that be? Why on a day where it's an American holiday? I realized that the rest of the world, it's not a holiday for them. So they were trading gold and silver, but why was it up so big yesterday? And I couldn't find it. So that could certainly be it. There's just so many different factors right now that are driving the metals prices up that it's becoming harder and harder to pinpoint which one it is.
Now, let me ask you, get your questions ready for Andrew, because we put your questions up and he answers them himself, and he's very good at doing so. So get your questions ready, because we're going to ask Andrew a few questions from our audience as well. But let me ask you, the Republican National Convention, Andrew, is said to, it is being circulated that that is where the announcement for VP candidate for Donald Trump will be, is at the Republican National Convention. Now, this is being circulated right now. When that announcement happens, how does it affect the market?
Well, it's, really what it will probably do is, if it's a choice that the people that are pretty much our client base, the people that are like-minded in their thinking, that are aligned with your views and my views, it probably will signal the market will skyrocket. I think the stocks could have a difficult time. It'll be very, very interesting. I can't wait to see who he chooses, but it'll probably be good for metals.
Yeah. Here, this is an interesting question. Have you ever heard of Zion Oil, Andrew?
I haven't. I'm wondering if it's a stock. So
it is. It's a stock, and they're basically, it's a company that's digging for oil in Israel right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
For me, I do like commodities, but with so many of the laws changing, with the things starting to go electric, I personally wouldn't look at anything oil related unless I was shorting it.
Yeah. Well, can you explain what shorting is to our audience?
So shorting is when it's similar to when you buy a stock, it's with the idea that you think it's going to go higher in value and that you could sell it at a later date and make a profit. When you short a stock, it's the exact opposite of that. So if a company like, say, GameStop goes up 25% today, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people out there might short it tomorrow, because GameStop is a company that sells video games that you put into a machine and watch, but in play. But nowadays, most of those are just done on automatic downloads. So there's really not a need for that. So there's a group of people called Wall Street Bets that are on Reddit, and they just kind of play games with those stocks. And tomorrow might be a good day to short it.
And they bet on it going down, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, that's what they're betting on it going down. So,
yes. Yeah. And just so people know, that's the reason why silver hadn't been able to break out of the $21 to $26 an ounce range for so long, like more than 10 years. All it did was just go from $21 an ounce up to $26. Back down to 21, because the big banks like Chase Bank will short silver and not let it go up. But here we are with silver at $32 an ounce. It's broken through. And right now it's, we're at that moment where silver really could blast off, and it'll be too hard for the people that manipulate that market to continue to do so.
Wendy is asking where to buy metals that is safe. Well, where can they buy metals, Andrew?
I think you should always go to someone that's vouched for by somebody that you know personally or truly believe in. So I would say reach out to us at bh-pm.com. On your screen there, you can see my personal email address, the company phone number, or just go on the website and fill out the online form there. And it is so important because we are bound to do a great service to the Ark of Grace listeners and really anybody else that reaches out. But if we started consistently doing bad business at any point, Amanda would have no other choice than to come on and say, well, you know, Beverly Hills Precious Metals might have something going on internally right now. It might not be a good time for you to do business with them. So that day has never happened and it's never going to. So as long as you have somebody that has your back, so to speak, that is personally a client of ours, which Amanda is, then you're safe. Go that route for sure.
Okay. Deb Denton is asking, she said, I want to buy into silver and take our 401 IRA into cash, but my husband is reluctant to do so. What would you say to him?
Well, first, the first thing I would say is that, yes, you can turn a 401k into a precious metals IRA that holds silver, yeah. But you don't need to cash it out. Reach out to us at bh-pm first, because if you cash it out and let's say it's sitting in your bank account for 3 or 4 months,
yeah,
that's a taxable event. But if you roll it over, like if you liquidate what's in that 401k and leave the cash in that 401k, you can transfer it into a precious metals IRA and then it would be a non-taxable event. But to answer her question more specifically, what I would do to try to convince him is to just is let him have a conversation with one of my associates and they could explain to him that that money as we know it is changing. Like we're not going to be pulling out like wads of bills and coins anymore. Some of us are already at that point where we're just using our phone to pay for everything. And soon it's going to all be digital and gold backed. So if it's gold backed, what's good for gold is great for silver. And the values of everything should go up. You're in on the ground floor.
Katie is asking, how long does it take for money to transfer from my account? What is the transaction time? So you purchase, what's the transaction time?
Okay, so let's say that Katie goes on bh-pm.com now, fills out the online form. Sometime between now and the end of the day, I come across that information and I send it to one of my team members, and they will reach out to Katie within about 24 hours. Then she speaks with them by phone, and if she's comfortable enough to proceed with a transaction, we'll send you an invoice. You'll have the invoice in less than an hour. And then at your convenience, you just make it on into the bank and send a wire transfer for the amount that you'd like to do. If a check is better, then fine, a check will work. And as soon as we receive the wire transfer, the order ships within 48 hours. Mm-hmm. If it's a check, we hold it for like 4 or 5 days for it to clear.
Yeah.
And then it will ship about 2 days after that. So for a lot of people, the trust that goes into doing this is a lot. So you want to try to do it the route that's going to make it go as quick as possible so that you don't get nervous if 5, 6, 7 days after purchasing if you don't have your product yet.
Kathleen is asking, I'm thinking of buying some silver. Would that be a good idea?
Yes. And oftentimes, Kathleen, I'll say like if you buy gold or if you buy silver, but I catch myself. It's more of a conversion. It's like if you have $100 bills and you go and trade it for $20 bills. So when you use green dollars and you invest it into gold and silver, all you're doing is converting one type of currency into another. It's just we're not used to using gold and silver as currency to buy things. But people in other places over the years have done it. And it could happen in the future, especially if the dollar loses its status as the world's reserve currency.
Okay, so E. Hittest is asking, we invested in Kemper Mutual Bonds. How do I find out about it as my husband passed? Well, we're sorry for his passing.
Yeah, sorry for your loss, for sure.
How would she find out about that, Andrew?
Reach out to us on the website. I have one gentleman here that was used to do annuities and bonds. He retired from his own company about 4 years ago. And then 3 years ago, when I got involved with you, Amanda, and the rest of the Reawaken America tour, I brought him out of retirement and I said, hey, I need some help. And that's actually a question I don't know the answer to, but this gentleman does.
You have somebody who can help her.
Yes.
Okay. So reach out and they'll make sure to help answer that question for you.
Yes.
Okay. A Beal, are 100 ounce silver bars hard to sell or swap for gold bars or coins?
It's not hard to do it with us. Oftentimes if you bought 100 ounce silver bar somewhere and you walk into say a brick and mortar place and say, I want to sell this 100 ounce silver bar. Sometimes they're going to offer you less than what the price of silver is for that bar because you didn't buy it from them and they don't really have much obligation to you as a customer and they want to make a few bucks and turn around and sell it to a company like ours. So if you're looking to do that, then reach out to us and we can convert some of that into the non-reportable coins and items that have a better chance to go up in value.
Denise Ho is asking, silver eagles are better, or are rounds okay to buy to get more silver? Will rounds be bought back by dealers when I need to sell?
The rounds are sort of like the 100-ounce bars in that when you go to sell them, oftentimes the most that you can get is what they call like the spot price of silver. So let's say that silver's at 32 and you might have paid like $35 or $36 or $37 for it. A lot of the times these dealers will try to sell them back to you or try to buy them back as cheap as possible. And really they're just selling them back to people like us for more. Silver Eagles are better. Silver Eagles, like last year when silver was actually the last quarter of 2022, silver was $18.50 an ounce.
Yeah.
And the premium of what silver cost at one point above the price of silver was $18. So at that time, it cost like $36.50.
Because of the premium, yeah.
Yeah, and I remember one of the moderators for this show, which I'm sure she's watching right now, she sold us back some of them. And I remember that she was a little surprised at how much we were paying over the price of silver for them. But they had just, the premium was high at that point. Right now, it's not. So it's I still think silver eagles are better than the rounds.
Okay. Okay. They're asking, Cynthia's asking, what's the minimum order? It's not 10,000, Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia, we lowered it to 2,000 a while back, but I think that there might be, I might have a rogue agent or two that are still out there saying 10,000. If you've come across one of these people, let me know, like reach out again and say, hey, Andrew, I was on AOG today can you pair me with someone that can do the lower minimum? But one thing about the minimums that's come up a lot lately is we've had people with IRA accounts, so retirement accounts that have like $2,000 in them and they want to roll those over. And for retirement accounts, I would say the minimum has to be around 10,000. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. And the reasoning would be entirely up to you really on whether or not you want to do it. But the fees associated with a precious metals IRA are going to be about $250 a year. So if you've got $2,000 in the retirement account, it's just not cost effective for you to roll that over to own gold and silver. You might want to talk with your financial advisor and find out if it makes sense for you to cash it out, take a hit tax-wise, and then just buy physical gold and silver that you can keep at home.
Which I have. This is the...
That's a Ben Franklin 90% silver half dollar.
Yes.
The Ark of Grace listeners call us every single day and convert green dollars for those.
Okay, well, we have them and they may not look as pretty, but they are still the same value. So Absolutely. That's you know, that's the general rule of thumb with that. But Kathy's asking, Kathy's Rumble, Devin Nunez complained last week on TS that Wall Street was manipulating DJT or Donald John Trump stock. Andrew, what do you think about this?
100% true. It's, that's a stock that one of the few that I've lost money on, first of all, which that was years ago, but I lost a bunch on it, but it's like, I feel that it should have gone up.
Yeah, a lot.
And we both know Devin Nunes, and I've actually worked with him in cross promotion with Truth Social and Beverly Hills Precious Metals. And it can happen, and it does happen. In fact, I mentioned GameStop earlier. If a bunch of 20-somethings that are on Reddit, which just blogging about trying to do what they call a short squeeze. Like earlier, we talked about shorting stocks.
Yeah.
Well, there's big hedge funds out there that have like multi-billion dollar positions where they've already shorted GameStop. So when all these young people that have never traded stocks before kind of band together and go long on GameStop, they actually made the hedge funds lose billions and billions of dollars worth of assets because they weren't ready for that. So now the hedge funds out there, which are companies that their job is to invest in a basket of stocks and make money for their clients, they now peruse all the social media so that they can't get caught off guard like that. So the point is that if a bunch of young people can go against a short squeeze on GameStop, then a lot of the people that don't like Donald Trump can definitely keep Truth Social down.
Desiree is saying, we've bought from Andrew four times now. He is legit. Well, thank you, Desiree.
Yeah, thank you, Desiree.
So
we appreciate your support. And I have seen your name come through on the invoices, and I overlook the fulfillment, and we appreciate you.
Okay, here's one of our last questions. Okay, Purple, we'll call her Purple, is asking, is there anywhere in the Toronto area that is safe for us to buy precious metals, or can you help them?
Yeah, we can. I would say that there's a couple of different ways. So oftentimes when we have people that are in Canada, specifically Toronto, sometimes they have family members here in the United States that can take delivery of an order that they purchased from Toronto here. Also, you can set up a storage account here. So Canadian citizens can do that. You can set up a storage account and have your gold and silver stored at the Delaware Depository. We help you with all of that. And if those aren't good options for you, then go to bh-pm.com and reference this conversation, and I'll find someone for you.
Okay. LFV is saying, my son was involved with GameStop. He was on 3 documentaries. Okay.
I love that. I'm fascinated.
Wow. Andrew's fascinated. Maybe you could write him and tell him all about it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear it, because then she knows who this guy named Roaring Kitty is. And GameStop was kind of dormant for more than 3 years. And then about 3 weeks ago or so, it like came back to life because this guy had not been online for like 3 years. And he's the driving force behind the anti-manipulation, or it's the whole GameStop story.
There's a woman by the name of Wendy Williams on here. She's asking, is it okay to buy 1964 or older silver coins?
Those are the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we have the information here. You can email Andrew. We have his email. You can call the 866 number, or you can go to bh-pm.com and fill out the form. So Andrew, thank you for joining us.
I love it. It's, I hope to be back very soon. And it's exciting times right now because we've been doing this for so long. And there are periods of years where the price of silver really doesn't move much, but we know what's coming and we know what it does for us. But right now it's actually moving in the right direction and it feels good.
It does. And me and Andrew have been working on a special project that we'll be announcing soon.
Oh, yes.
But it's a special project we've been working on together. And so we'll be announcing it to everybody soon. And Andrew will be back on in about 2 weeks.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And I will see you then.
Thank you, Andrew. God bless. Okay. And that concludes our time with Andrew Sorcini. Andrew will answer a array of questions, even if they don't have to do with gold and silver, even if it has to do with the markets, if it has to do with annuities, if it has to do with, he's pretty open about answering, which I really like, because then you get to know him and you get to hear it from him. But we just wanted to bring him on for a little bit today. We've started this more condensed form of bringing people on towards the end of the broadcast so I can speak first and talk about the things that are happening that need to be addressed. So basically, this is probably going to be the form going forward. So if you would like to give some feedback to that, you can. And basically, I'm going to see what day we're coming back on next week. We will be back on next week. Not next week. I'm sorry. We will be back on next week, but we will be back on this week as well. And I'm looking into what day to come back on this week. If we can get a third day in this week, we will. Otherwise, probably next week will be our three-day week. So we just wanted to announce that as well. But keep track of this this Yom Kippur comet situation. I'm going to be tracking this. I'm going to be looking a little more into this and the kind of the track that it is traveling and sort of just track with that. And so probably we will be talking about this again, but I just wanted to get that out today as a very serious alert. The order that these two comets are coming in June and October, their names and the pointed times they are coming around. So please just pay attention to that. So this is where we're going to end for today. Thank you everyone for joining us. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day. There's also Psalms 23, 1, 34, 35, and 51. Psalm 51 is created me a clean heart, O God. I say that psalm constantly. Why? Because we have to be cleansed. We are fallible. We fall short of the glory of God. Our hearts need to be searched by God and cleansed. It is so important. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3, not only read them, but there are scriptures in them I quote every day from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin and the Lord's Prayer. Jesus in the Gospels taught his disciples to pray that way. The order of that prayer we should be implementing in our own prayer life. I promise you one day I'm going to teach on that. The Lord's Prayer and Jesus facing off with the devil in the wilderness. There is some fascinating things to point out about those two events that occurred in the Gospels. Okay, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be announcing also, if you want to subscribe to our platforms, we do have a list of our platforms. We also have an app. If you go to your app store and search Ark of Grace, it's the dove with the olive branch. You can download our app as well. But here is our list of social media. As you can see, we have Ark of Grace Ministries for both Rumble and YouTube. Facebook, it's Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. Instagram, it's Ark of Grace 88. X, it's @AmandaGrace_AOG. TikTok @ArkOfGraceMinistries and Telegram @ArkOfGraceMinistries. We have started to release a lot of shorts. So I have been doing shorts as well. So please go and subscribe to these platforms because we are releasing a lot of shorts per week as well. Condensing what is in the teachings basically and me talking about prophetic alerts that are right now happening. Okay, praise the Lord. And I think Sadie, if you notice, I think Sadie knocked over my vase right there. I think she totally took it out during the broadcast at some point. So God bless everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. We will be back on this week. We love you and we'll see you soon. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural, and I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless.
Hey,
Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.